Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, intuitive life coach, and I'm here with the August energy update. I hope you guys had a great July. As we talked about in last month's update, I did those three different sections. People are going through different phases of change right now, but change is a theme. So times are really intense, and these energy surges are going to keep coming. We get a little bit of a relaxed energy here in this last week of July, moving into the first week of August. But the new momentum is underway. And if you go with this new energy, you're going to feel really amazing. And if you kind of go against it, it's going to beat you up. You're going to have struggle. You're going to have frustration. So guys, what does this mean? It means go with where your intention is taking you. That means where do you really want to be? And that's what you want to focus on this coming month. So people have been asking me for a while now what my instincts are in the upcoming election here in the US. I usually don't like writing about this stuff in my updates, but it's just so up for so many people. So it's funny because for the past few months, I've been saying I don't feel either Biden or Trump. I didn't feel like either of them would win. But I had this really strong feeling of peace and like lack of fear. Whereas in 2016, I was in like massive fear and anxiety, although I knew it was happening for us. So it just makes me feel like everything is just working out perfectly. Then we get the big exciting news that Kamala Harris is taking the place of Joe Biden. And I was not expecting it, you guys. Honestly, the momentum change was so much more intense than I was expecting, than I think anyone really expected. It was like all of a sudden a new momentum started and it felt so good to me. I don't know where you guys are with it, but it was just like all of a sudden I felt a positive new well-being stream that just felt really, really strong. So no matter what happens, this has created a new motion forward of progress, of change. This is leading us to an inevitable shift into expansion and progress. So as I've been saying since 2016, you can't stop change, you can't stop progress, you cannot go backwards, and old power structures will no longer be able to uphold in the new energy. Greed doesn't work, lying doesn't work, hate does not work on either side, judgment does not work, cheating does not work. It no longer works, guys, okay? I will attach and have attached to this update a little blip from an Abraham Hicks workshop that was literally addressing this topic, and it was so powerful I had to add it here. So you guys listen on your own, but I loved it, and hopefully it gives you the same feeling it gave me. So there are so many divisive issues around the world right now. So what side do you want to be on? What do you want to advocate for? Okay, because I choose to be on the side of harmony, of love, of peace, of solution, of personal power, of equality, of freedom, and most importantly, that each and every person finds that connection with their own inner being. And that's what I continue to hold. No matter who I'm around, no matter what I'm around, I want to hold that because that is the energetic influence that I choose to be. And I please invite each and every one of you to activate that energy inside of you. We are important. Our energetic contribution matters, you guys. So my true wish, honestly, and why I even started this is for every single person to feel seen, heard, and empowered in creating their own experience. Because every issue that we have in the world today is based on fear and perceived powerlessness. And as a world, and especially here in the US, there is such a perception of powerlessness that someone else has power over our experience. So when people are afraid, what do? They try to control or destroy what they feel is the cause of their pain. So make it your mission to tune to peace, to tune to your excitement, to tune to progress, to tune to expansion, to tune to your own empowerment. Because all of this is not only going to expand your life, but contribute the right energy to the collective. So as individuals, you know, and listen, we're all guilty of this. We need to stop blaming. We need to stop criticizing, stop judging. We need to teach through our example and take full responsibility for what is coming to us as individuals. You know, we know more than a lot of people. We are leading edge in terms of understanding the laws of the universe. So just know that when you're giving someone else the benefit of the doubt, you're giving yourself the benefit of the doubt. You're soothing you. We've used this statement before. It's drinking poison, expecting someone else to die. And you're going to see this playing out in the world. People, let them drink poison. You can't control other people. You can only control you and what you are putting out. So open your heart. Don't let fear take over. This is the time to tune to the most loving, compassionate version of yourself, and you will see those benefits show up in your own life. So with that said, we're moving into August. It's my, it's a Leo month. It is my birthday month. I always love August. It's bringing some twists and turns, y'all, to the end of the year. So it was interesting when I was tuning to August, I was kind of getting like the next till the end, till 2025. I was getting like from now till 2025. So I'll talk a little bit about August and what's coming up. So try not to get sucked into the external noise. Try to hold to, this is why I'm like really hammering in holding to your intentions, because there's going to be a lot of information flying around. So it's important to stay true to your own vision for yourself and for the world. Okay. Remember, we are the creators of our experience. Okay. So for this collective specifically, be prepared for revelations on issues coming to light in August. So this could be on a personal level. It could involve massive shift in perception about yourself. Like, ooh, you're suddenly seeing yourself in a new light, or you're seeing a relationship in a new light, or your career path in a new light. So this is like a new light, a new perspective that I'm seeing coming in August. It also brings a Mercury retrograde from August 4th to 28th. Now, so this month, in order to be the most productive, it is not going to be like go out there and take action. It is going to be focusing on nourishing yourself and what truly fills you up personally. So pursue things that are fun, that are playful. This Leo energy is encouraging this sort of inner child desires, pure desires. So maybe there's going to be, let yourself be silly. This could bring up some nostalgia maybe, or maybe someone from your past or a memory from the past or something, from that childhood time. So this month, when you have this sort of Mercury retrograde in this intense Leo month, that always means to me, like, just align your energy with your passions and your true desires. Because Leo is about heart, coming from the heart, leading with the heart. And so where does your heart really live? Because sometimes we, as we get older, I watched Inside Out with my kids, the second one, I highly recommend. And this one line, joy in Inside Out, the emotion of joy is lost when the girl goes into puberty and anxiety has literally taken over her brain. And she said, maybe just as we get older, as people get older, they just don't experience as much joy. And I just, tears were streaming down my face, because that is exactly what this month is about. How can I reconnect with my joy? So please tune into that energy. It's a super powerful energy in terms of attraction power. So the influence, the energetic influence of the sun in Leo is going to be warmth, heart energy, passion, playfulness, creativity, expression, leadership. So reach for your authentic expression of those things, okay? I keep saying authentic because everybody has a different way that they're creative, or a different way that they're playful, or a different way that they express their heart and love. So find your way, you guys. No way is right or wrong. It's your way, as long as it's authentic to you, okay? Reach for where you can expand and shine instead of shrinking and being small, okay? Because this is about opening up to where you truly belong. In this world, with what people, at what job, in what home, where do I truly belong? And you can't really attract that to you until you're tuned to your true authentic self, okay? So the last part of 2024 is gonna bring kind of a mixed bag of energy, so get ready. But here's what I was getting in terms of like now to the end of the year. So the first theme was out with the old, in with the new. I kind of loved getting this. On a personal level, this could be big changes in careers and relationships, like I said, locations. Massive healing, cleaning out, getting rid of outdated beliefs and practices, maybe getting rid of stuff. I mean, maybe this is like getting rid of old things. I don't know. But it's sort of an up leveling to a new energetic momentum in some way. And it feels positive no matter what. Okay. Second theme, expect the unexpected. So there will be more unexpected twists and turns here in the US leading up to the election, but in your own life, things could come out of seemingly nowhere. So like, oh, I thought this was happening and then this happened. Like kind of unexpected, weird, bizarre things seemingly coming out of nowhere. Third theme, love, authenticity, and divine feminine energy. So it's funny because I started writing this, this particular thing before Kamala got in. So I thought that was really interesting. So this energy is about gaining momentum. So it's inviting us to embrace and love our true selves, and everyone on the planet. So reach for the feeling of peace, of compassion, like we talked about, for everyone to have harmony in the US and the world. Love, authenticity, and divine feminine energy, guys, that is the new energy. That is the new energy that is going to be dominant on this planet. And that's what we want to sort of add to. And the last theme is true power. So there'll be continued power struggles, of course. As we know, the outside world is way slower than our personal journeys. But it's important to hold on to your own true power and knowing that no one has power over you or your experience, no matter how it looks. So embrace your own personal power because we are here to be the creators we came here to be. So remember, guys, how you feel on a regular basis is what is coming to you. So if you do not like what's coming to you, then you have the power to change it. No one has power over you or in your experiences. This is something I have to keep reminding people because it's too easy to blame what's outside of us, okay? So continue to give energy to who you want to be and how you want to live your life. And get off of other people. Let people live their lives however they want to live them, and you can just control you. That's what we want to put out there, guys. So do your best to quiet the external noise and connect your own inner voice that knows the truth, because all is well and everything is happening for us. Love you guys so much, and I'll be back in September.